Well, good morning, everybody. God bless you. Happy Advent to everyone. It's a joy to begin this new liturgical year together this morning. Of course, now we're in cycle A, and so we'll be in cycle A readings for the next year. And so it's a happy time for us. We'll hear a lot from the Gospel of Matthew in year A. So stay tuned. Here we are in Advent. I was just thinking of, it's a season of so many different things, a season of preparation and waiting and anticipation, excitement. It has to be all those things. But I was kind of praying earlier this week about what do I think like the Holy Spirit is calling us to be especially attuned to this Advent. I think it's two things. Longing. Like, see, the season of Advent, it seems to me, is very much a season of holy longing. That desire that goes so deep that we want so badly something. Many of us have had that experience, of wanting something so much. Like, I don't know. It's me with a cup of coffee in the morning. And if I don't get my cup of coffee in the morning, you don't want to talk to me. And I wake up and like I long for that cup of coffee. And if I don't get it, then something's the matter. And you think about a smoker who wants his next cigarette. Or you think about, a Colts fan who longs and longs and longs, please don't let the Patriots win another Super Bowl. We have these longings, and surely you know that feeling of being watching a game and you just want to jump into the TV screen and do something to make the team win. Like, we long for this stuff, and there's something so deep within us, and our blood pressure gets up and we get excited. But we're meant to have that same longing, except times a whole bunch more. Times a whole bunch more for Jesus. And that's what Advent is, a season of holy longing, of stirring up this desire in ourselves for Jesus, for our Lord, to celebrate His coming, at His first coming, at Christmas time, and then to, as our gospel says, to think too about the second coming, which we don't know when that will be. But we have a holy longing for it. We should be like, I want Jesus, I want you to come back tomorrow. I want you to come back. Like, I long for you. I long for you. The early church fathers said that prayer is less about words and more about that deep, deep longing within us. Listen to this. This is Amy Grant. She wrote a song, and it's called Better Than an Alleluia. And it hits on this same message. I heard this song for the first time a few years ago. God loves a lullaby in a mother's tears in the dead of night, better than an alleluia sometimes. God loves a drunkard's cry, the soldier's plea not to let him die, better than an alleluia sometimes. We pour out our miseries, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are. The honest cries of breaking hearts are better than an alleluia. The woman holding on for life, the dying man giving up the fight, are better than an alleluia sometimes. The tears of shame for what's been done, the silence when the words won't come, are better than an alleluia sometimes. I think like what she's saying is that a true prayer is this holy longing inside that transcends words. And that's what Advent's about. The second theme is to stay awake, because Jesus says to do that in our gospel today. Pope Francis said it earlier this week. He said, folks, if you don't pray, you're like walking zombies, because you're not open to God in your life. You're not open to the ways that his advents. Advent means coming. His comings in your life. And he goes, if we aren't people of prayer, we turn into walking zombies who walk around aimlessly through the chores of life. This thing and then this thing and then this thing and then this thing. Missing the miracle of the whole thing. But he says prayer opens us up. Prayer opens us up to receive, to see him, to recognize him, to reverence him, to embrace him every day, all the time. And folks, maybe if we stay awake this Advent, we will have the most beautiful and blessed Christmas ever. But to truly stay awake, be attentive to the workings of Jesus in our life, the workings of God all over the place, with those holy longings, longing for Jesus more than anything. Sometimes I think we long for heaven and all, but we don't long for Jesus enough. And we don't pray to Jesus enough. So let's let Advent be about those things for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.